Kalingalinga civic leader warns about the overfloating of noise regulations. Kapirim Pontius and Ndeke Air residents are condemned a contractor over shoddy works on the Ndeke Soweto Bridge. And in African news, Uganda denies a plan to block internet during elections. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Lusaka's Kalingalinga Ward 36 Councillor Mukubesa Nyonyi has expressed concern over the noise pollution being caused by some bar owners who are operating outside the stipulated hours. Speaking to Comben Radio News, Mr. Nyonyi says the practice is a disturbing residents, especially families, school-going children and the elderly people. He says it is regrettable that some bars and nightclubs in his ward have continued to play loud music after 22 hours, despite several warnings from the local authority. Mr. Nyonyi has since warned bar owners to operate within confines of the law, stressing that a failure to comply may lead to punitive measures, including the closure of offending premises.
Most of them, if not all of them, don't have license. Is that the law within Kivu, and we don't want to be seen that you can't say like you're depriving people where they find something to do or something to do economically. There are other businesses that don't hinder others. So let us be selective and be cautious that as much as we are making business, let us be considerate of other people.
Residents of Ndeke A Township in Kapirim Bonshi have taken a swipe at the contractor engaged to do the Soweto Ndeke Bridge, which has since been washed away. One of the residents, Simon Kavanda, stated that the community will ensure that the next contractor who will be engaged does quality works. And Mr. Kavanda has regretted the situation, which has seen residents are cut off from one side. He is dismayed that works at the bridge were below par, hence it has collapsed. Mr. Kavanda has also doubted that 50,000 kwacha was spent on the bridge and has since called for accountability to ensure works are conclusively done.
Ifule na wale bomba wale pelwe nchito bagomba mchini na mchinka na uchogofi kwenye uka konka pali ya bridge ndeke so wikiroji afiria akula na umutima wakwe kubombele chana kubombele umushi community panki ujani propate ya community haini ya mtu mule bomba mule bombele waka pokola wa kuchipatala wa zesko wa fabricate ni ule omusewa otu omusewa na mbafidi ya uli na kwa pa, kwa sangu wa masanzo fabricate ya lasa shani waka pokola wala womba shani zesko ya la womba shani so ile ule omusewa ulefuwa ikwa waka poka contract waka bombe wini fwewe ni wa community tukalawa chita superfiler mwati umbelisa atu chita superfiler ifwe fwewe ni wa community nifwe tukachita superfiler.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, says it achieved a significant milestone in the implementation of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, for the 2025 implementation year across all seven constituencies in Lusaka District. Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says that during the period under review, the council disbursed a total of 17,227,343 kwacha in grants to 696 beneficiaries, including cooperatives and clubs, who utilized the funds through various lucrative business ventures across key sectors such as farming, baking, construction, and welding, among others. Under the empowerment loan component, a total of 25,703,000 kwacha was disbursed to 378 beneficiaries, including cooperatives, clubs, individuals, and companies across the seven constituencies. Ms. Mwamba says the council is delighted with these achievements and remains optimistic about the current year. She has further reaffirmed the council's commitment to going an extra mile to ensure that the CDF continues to drive inclusive development and leaves no one behind in the development agenda.
Under the secondary boarding school and skill development bursaries, the council dispersed over 15 million kwacha, facilitating the sponsorship of 4,959 students in skill development programs at various training institutions, while 529 learners benefited from secondary boarding school bursaries. In the CDF community projects component, a total of 55,421,698.80 was allocated to 108 projects implemented across all seven constituencies. The Lusaka City Council is delighted with these achievements and remains optimistic.
The government has reaffirmed its commitment to food security following delays in payment to farmers in Northern Province, with Acting Minister of Finance and National Planning, Chipoka Mlenga, intervening to address the matter. Speaking to farmers at the Northern Province Provincial Administration offices in Kasama, Mr. Mlenga expressed a strong displeasure with several commercial banks for failing to process their payments despite the government having already released the funds. The farmers who travelled from various satellite depots across the province raised concerns over prolonged delays, saying their appeals to local officials had yielded no results. They charged that the situation has caused their frustration and financial strain among farming communities. And Mr. Mlenga disclosed that government released the funds on December 30th, 2025, and noted that all payments should have been completed by now if banks had acted promptly, stressing that farmers play a critical role in national development and food security.
Food Reserve Agency. But 20 December, indara mashaingira na muma account ya wani. Wadena umetuale inecho vetata mashaiju, mwami yukupera wani. Nakua wama fulela kuindu wapa. Wainda wai kerele indara moku na ulelo wakupolese, leta wamu ishiwe, kwanitawa wapere kishaiju ile kwa liche. Wadena umfuecho. Necho natila kutama na yawe waindu, wainda isa mwere kule shabandu, wakini ya doa minister. Inani wala wakupolese, indara wanashika, na muka ili wakupolese.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, do join us for African News.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
50 kg katapa 120 50 kg mpwa 250 50 kg lumanda 100 kwacha 50 kg chuawa 150 50 kg ondwe 150 50 kg delele 700 50 kg repu 300 50 kg chinese 200 50 kg shava za freshi 900 50 kg big mango 270 50 kg kandolo 800 mseke small mango 250 mseke boa tente 600 kabansa 400 bokosi ya tomato 100 kwacha onyoni ya white ponchu 150 onyoni ya red ponchu 220 nkuku zaloni 150 tray ya maegesi 90 kwacha meda delele 20 kwacha meda green beans 25 kwacha meda vinkubala 500 Meda impwa fetch kwacha. Meda